Parshas Tzav is usually Shabbos HaGadol. And there are a lot of different connections in Parshas Tzav to Pesach. So we'll try to see what we could understand. In Parshas Tzav we have the many different mitzvah of Korban Toda. Zos Toda Zevach HaShlomim Asher Yakriv LaShem. This is the korban of Zevach HaShlomim, and then it goes and gives you the mitzvah of Korban Toda. And we know that the mitzvah of Korban Toda is one animal that's eaten together with 40 loaves, 30 matzah and 10 chametz, 40 loaves. And it's a kachim kalim. So it really, it should be like shlomim. Shlomim is kachim kalim, but it's eaten for 2 days and one night in between. And here it's only eaten for a day and a night. It's eaten for a day and a night. So there's a famous shot that's given by the Netziv, but people have pointed out that the Abarbanel and Rabbi Moshe Shapiro pointed out the Sforno said the same shot as well as the Netziv, and that is that whenever there is a time for a Korban Toda, so it's a Thanksgiving, so you want to be able to show Shevach v'Hodol Hashem in front of many people to be mefarsem the nes, like the Abarbanel says. So Mimela, by the fact that we make the korban a shorter amount of time to eat, you have to finish it in 1 day and a night. You don't get 2 days and a night in between. You only have 1 day and one night. So it makes it much shorter. So how are you gonna and we make the korban larger. We say not only an animal but 40 loaves. So we limit the time for the time zone, and we enhance the quantity of food in order for you to be forced to invite guests and Mimela to be able to finish on time, and Mimela you would be mefarsem your whatever reason you're bringing the Korban Toda to give Shevach to Hashem that you were saved for whatever travesty, and that's Barbanel writes that Lam Hivdil Hashem Shalmei Toda Lios Necholim B'Yom V'Layla U'Shar Hashlomim Necholim U'Shnei Yomim V'Layla Echad K'mo Shemavur Ki Hayazek Kidei Lefarsim Hanes Zeh Shabal Shalmei Toda K'shu Rosh Hashlomim V'Eino Necholim L'Yom V'Layla Achatzos U'Mazmin Al Shalmei Todoso Echa V'Ova M'Yudov Lechol V'Smo Chimom. So he invites everyone to eat with him. And that's why it's and the Sforno says the same thing, and the Netziv, you look on page 6 and 7, says the same thing as well. That same idea. So now let's look on page 8. The Medrash says. Davar acher, zevach todo yichabnoni. Rafuna b'shem Rabbi Acha yichabdeni ein k'siv kan el yichabnoni. No, it's two nuns. Yichabnoni, zevach todo yichabnoni. You look in the pasuk in Tehillim. Zevach todo yichabnoni. So what's this Lashon Yichabdanoni? It's mashba a Lashon Rabim. not Yechabdeini, but the two nuns, the Loshon Rabim. The Medrash says, Kavod Achar Kavod. That you give Hashem double Kavod, double thanks. So what's the double thanks? You thank Hashem, He saved you from whatever. So what's the double thanks? I think it's one thanks. You saved me from whatever you saved me. You saved me. That's one thing. So what's the double? So the Ksav Sofer says on page 10 the following insight. He says, "B'medrash hadol duchsiv zevach tov yichadnoni chabdeini enksiv el yichadnoni kovra chakov." Nearly. You thank God for saving you. But the point is, if a person was saved, so it's not just he's saved, there was a reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu put him in that matzav. It was Hashem wanted to teach him a certain lesson. He wanted to understand, for him to understand life in a deeper way. So not only he thanks Hashem for the Savior, but he thanks Hashem in hindsight for putting him into that situation, which now will lead him to understand himself better or to understand life better. And then, of course, for the Savior as well. But being in the process of whatever hardship that the person went through is also part of the Hakar Satov. That the Hakar Satov is not just he was saved, but he was put into the... Because a lot of times, when life goes on, you know, karagil, so sometimes people don't think, and don't understand life, don't understand themselves. And sometimes, and we're not looking for this, but sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu put people into difficult situations to give them perspective on understanding life, understanding themselves. So the etzem hardship, we also makir tov for that as well, not just for the Savior. And that's the kovod achar kovod. And the emes, the Beis Halevi also said this word. Well, we'll see in a second. The Beis Halevi says on page 17, there's a famous medrash. Oz Yosher Moshe, Isha B'medrash, Omer Moshe, Ba'oz Chatasi. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu used the words Oz on page 14, he was complaining to God. He says, "May Oz Bosi al Paro ladaber b'shmecha." He says, "Every time since I've started speaking to Paro in your name, God, things got worse. Heira lamazeh, and you didn't save us." So the word Oz, Moshe Rabbeinu spoke harshly to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the word Oz. So now, with the word Oz, Oz Yashir, he's sort of doing tshuva with that same word, Oz. So what's the idea? So says the Beis Halevi, what's the tshuva, the tikkun, that he used the word Oz in the Shira for the Aveira that he spoke to God harshly with the word Oz. He says, "Inyan nivei mishahutz b'tzar chalil HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozro matzilo." Person's b'tzar and Hashem saves him, so he gives shevach to Hashem. So he says there are two aspects. One aspect is that he was saved. But he says, if that's the whole thing, that he was saved, so what's so great about that? He would have rather not been in the situation in the first place. So, like, what is he thanking God? You saved me. Don't put me in that position. So, Elowat, The shira is that you recognize that why you had to be put in that position, to give you perspective on whatever Hashem wants to give you perspective of. Aval hashir she'amru Moshe of Yisrael oz lo haya ikar simchasam al zeh shenitzolu. That was, it wasn't the ikar simcha that they were saved. Rak ikar simchasam al zeh shezochul yosem hakli chofish she'yodom nizgadam kvodo. Aval yidei hatzalosim Yisrael nisparsim shmo. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu needed to have people understand who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is. And therefore, he had to place Klal Yisrael in that situation to be the vehicles to bring the Kiddush Hashem of the Eser Makos and the Kriyas Yamsuf. So we're not only thanking Hashem for saving us, we're thanking Hashem for putting us in the situation where we served as the vehicle to bring Kiddush Hashem. So the Shira is not only Hakaras HaTov for the Hatzalah, it's Hakaras HaTov for the Shibur also. So that's Pshat. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said, Oz, Bossi, he was complaining to God for the Shibud. So how's Oz Yashira a tshuva? Because now he's saying to Hashem, now I recognize why we needed the Shibud. Because now you could show that how great you are. So the Hakaras HaTov of the Shira is not only on the Hatzalah, but it's on the whole process. And that's Pshat, he says, Odcha ki anisoni fatihili lushua. So he learns Pshat, Odcha, I thank you, ki inisoni. I thank you for the infliction, because the infliction was also necessary. Because without this, then God's presence would not have been realized in the world to that degree. So Memela, the Hatzal, and that's the same word that the Ksav Sofer says. Yichamnoni tu Hakaras HaTovs. Because if Hashem put me into this difficult situation, so you can't just say it's Hakaras HaTov for the Hatzalah. Because, yeah, you messed me up, so of course you have to save me. But no, it's not you messed me up. There was a reason why you had to be in that situation. So Odcha ki anisoni v'atihili lishua. And a lot of times we don't understand. There's a famous word in the Tzlach, the Psachim. Tzlach and Psachim on Davnun Amaralef on page 11. The Gemara says, famous Gemara, that this world, Olam Hazeh, is different from Olam Haba. This world, Al Besaros Tovos, you say Atova Meitiv, and Besaros Rose, you say Dayan Emes. Olam Haba, you're going to say always Hatova Meitiv. So what's the pshat? So the Tzlach says, he heard from a darshan years ago on page 12. Says the Tzlach, he says the Pshat is like this. In this world, we don't see, we believe, Kol David Rachmana Latav of it. Everything that happens is for the good. But we can't see it. So from our limited perspective, we have to make Hatova Meitiv and what looks good to us, and Dayan Emes what doesn't look good. But Lasid Lavo, we're going to be able to see how everything in retrospect was really good. And that's what it means, that there's going to be Hatova, Hametiv, and everything. It means everything in retrospect is going to become clear. In other words, when you're in the situation, you might not understand what the good is. But when you step away and you look at it, and that's, then you'll see the good. And that's what the Chasam Sofer says on page, the Pasuk in Kisisa, page 19. Hashem says, you'll see my back and not my front. So there's a Chasam Sofer. It means, Chasam Sofer writes, that means that we see God in retrospect. We don't always see God up front. In other words, we see we're in a difficult situation and we wonder why did this thing happen to happen and we don't understand it, yet we have to be Meshabech Hashem, like the Ksav Sofer says, that there's a reason for it, not only for the, we're Meshabech Hashem for the Hatzalah, but we're Meshabech Hashem for the whole process. And that's what the Chasam Sofer says, that in retrospect, we'll understand everything. And that's what it means, Reisa Es Achorai. We'll see God, when you're in it, you're not going to necessarily understand why it was good, what happened. But Me'achorai, when you look back, in retrospect, then you'll see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And I think, Rabbi Osai, that this is the pshat in the Torah. The Torah says that we know the Gemara says in Brachas Nun Dalam and Beis. The Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda Amarav Arbot Srichim Lahodos. The four people that have to give praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is the people who bench Gomel and the Yordei Hayam, people who are in the sea. Holchei Midbaros, who went through the Midbar. Misha Yacholev and Esrape, that's number three. Misha Yachovush, somebody was in jail, Beis Hasurim, and he is freed. He's freed. So says the tour, remember one year Reb David Cohen gave a whole Shabbos, a Golot Rosh Hashanah on this. Says the tour, page 22. Arbat Srichim Hodos Yorde Hayam Shalom Mimenu Holchei Midbaros Misha Yecholav Nesrape Misha Yecholav Beis Asurim. V'simen, you want to have a remez to remember the four. V'chol HaChayim Yoducha Sela. Chayim is the Ches is Chola. The Yud is Yam. The second Yud is Yisurim, and the Mem is Midbar. But Rabosai, I think the pshat is like this. The pshat, and that's exactly the same idea. What does it mean, Chol HaChayim Yidu HaSela? Meaning, when a person lives through life, he becomes mature. It was a person who's, and life brings maturity, and we thank God for giving us these experiences that give us maturity of life. That's what the Gemara says in Kiddushin. The famous Gemara in Kiddushin. Is it here? Yeah. The Gemara says, Rav Yochanan havakoi mikami sabi darmoi. Rav Yochanan would stand up for non-Jewish people, elderly non-Jewish people. So obviously, they're not Talmidei Chachamim, so why is he standing up? Amar kama har partichi adu alayu dahadi. Because look how much life experience, how many different things they had to go through. And that's v'chol ha-chayim edu chasela. That the dalit things are loshon chayim, because those are life experiences. And life experiences make a person stronger and deeper and more understanding. And again, no one's looking for tzaros. But once a person has life experiences, so that means that he has to learn from them. And that will give the person a depth of understanding about life and about himself that perhaps other people won't have. And that's what the Ksav Sofer says, that the Hodah is not only Chabnani, Loshon Rabim, not only for the Hatzolah, but for the whole process. For the Shibud as well. And that's what the Beis HaLevi says. Otcha ki anisani, for the Inui as well. And that's what the Beis HaLevi says, that Oz, the same word Oz that Moshe Rabbeinu was complaining about the Shibud, now he says, now I thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu not only for what? For the Geula, but for the whole process. And the whole process was a necessary process. And it's interesting, you know, there was the Baal Shem Tov, if you ever daven in a Hasidish Shtibel or something like that on Friday, on Erev Shabbos, so it always starts off with Hodu, right? Us Nusach Ashkenaz people, Ashrei, you know, Ashrei Yoshvei Vesecha. But if you go into a Chassidish Shtibel, so on Friday they start, they say, Hodu, that kapitel of Kuv Zayin with all the tzaras of the Dalet Tzrichim Lahodos is brought. And that's the Mori Naim quotes it from the Baal Shem. He says, the Baal Shem, Yosad, Lomer B'chol Erev Shabbos Mizmor Kuv Zayin. And anyone who's a true chassid is going to say Kuv Zayin. But even if you don't say Kuv Zayin, at least we should understand what's the idea of saying Kuv Zayin. So if you look in the Shara Koilo, on page 24, the Talmud of the Tanya, he explains the second arrow, second column. Hodu ke'in birkas hoda, shrichim hodos al sher mi'uvdim d'chol, lo nizoku beguf v'nefesh baruchnis v'gashmis. Isvigur Roshon Nishman Fus. He says, what's the idea? We give us to Hashem, Al Shah, we uvdin the chol, tirdas haparnasan lo nizuku beguf and nefesh baruchnius v'gashmius v'hadim lo mitzibur. Because the point is, we got through the week, and we're thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for whatever things we went through the previous week. It's like a birkas hodah to Hashem. And the point being that every week in our lives is a new week of life experiences. And Chol HaChayim Yoduch HaSela, as the Torah says, that's the remez. So, and that's the idea. That's why a person, sometimes younger people who have gone through life experiences when they were younger, have more maturity than some older people who didn't go through these life experiences. And that's what the Korban Todah is all about. And it's interesting that the Sefer HaManig and the Ramah quote that a minhag that we do at the Seder Zecher LeKorban Todah, and that is that the Korban Todah, we had 10 what? There were 10 pieces of loaves of chametz, and there were 30 what? 30 matzahs. But it's interesting that each of them was made with 10 esronim. So the chametz was made 10 esronim, you made 10 loaves. But the matzahs, you took the 10 esronim and you made 30 matzahs. So each matzah had what? A third of Yisaron. So the Ramah writes in Shulchan Aruch that the minig is to make a matzah from a third of Yisaron. Nogulasos Sholosh Matzah Seidim Yisaron. In other words, from one Yisaron, meaning three matzahs from one Yisaron, each a third. And that's a zecher to the amount of flour that was used for the Korban Todah. So in the Seder HaPesach, we merames to the, in other words, there was a minhag to make the matzahs with the same amount of dough that they made from the original Korban Todah. And we know the Maral writes that Pesach, we basically went through all four, because we were cholash and esrape, by the fact that we didn't get the makas on us. We're Yordei Hayam, we went through Kriyas Yamsuf. We were in the Midbar as well. So we were Chola, we were Yam, we were Midbar, and what else? And we were in what? Well? Beis Asurim, right? That's what the Mitzrayim was. So we went through all four. And that's, so basically at the Seder, by the fact that we're merames the Korban Todah, we're saying to, with the matzah, we're saying to Hashem, that not only we're thanking for the gula, but we realize that we needed the process. Like we said yesterday, last week, that without Shibud Mitzrayim, a person wouldn't know to be Meshabit himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we needed the process. So the thanks is not only for the gula, the thanks is for the process. And if we understand the process in the right way, so then that makes us a different person. And in other words, it's not meant to crush us, but it's meant to build us up. To build us up. Any situation that might be difficult that we, Chas v'Shalom, had to have gone through, that we pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's what the Seder is about. Reminding us of the Korban Todah, as we said, the Korban Todah is not only a hodah of what? It's not only a hodah of the Geula, but of the process as well. And perhaps one could now say another pshat in why the Zman is Kotzer. We said from the Netziv and the Abarbanel and the Sforno is to be able to invite more people, to be Meshabech Hashem b'fnei many people, but perhaps you could say in a different twist. And that is that we're praising Hashem for giving us a life experience. And most life experiences have to do with interaction with other people. So having people there at the Korban Todah is something that's germane to what the Korban Todah is all about. Because the Korban Todah is about living through life experiences and growing from different relationships and different life experiences. So Dafka at the Korban Todah, not only the aspect of the Netziv and the Sforno to be Mefarsim Hashem, but to understand that the Korban Todah is a din of V'chol HaChayim Yoduch HaSela. It's a din in appreciating life experiences and how life experiences make us grow. And therefore, life experiences, as we said, mainly are interactions with different people, the different ways that are happening between different people. And that's what brings us to the fulfillment of understanding ourselves and bringing Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that ultimately is the Seder is about, of we bring the three matzahs and we bake them in the same amount of flour that was baked, and which is a little bit because it's a third, and the chalos was one isaron per challah, right? It was the 10 to 10. Here the ratio was 10 for 30, so that means each, because there were 10 loaves, 10 isarons, so each one went for one loaf of chametz. But for the matzah, there was only 10 isronim for 30. So it means each matzah had to have a third of isaron. And that's the minhag that some have to bake the matzahs that way as well. But the yisod is to teach us this idea that we're remembering the Korban Todah, and the Korban Todah is the double hodah of Hashem. Yichabdenani is the hodah for the gula, but the hodah from the shibud, meaning whatever lesson that we're going to take out of it and whatever maturity that we're going to gain from it, that's what we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for as well. Chag Hashem Sameach to everybody.
Yeah, Thursday.